This interview is being visually recorded at MPC 5416 Howe. The time is 19:50 hours, and the date is the 1st of March 2017. The interview is being conducted at Cardiff Bay Police Station, and I am interviewing. Please could you start your full name and date of birth for the tape?
Morris Kirk, date of birth 12345.
Okay. Can I just confirm by that you mean
12th of March 1945?
Okay, thank you very much. Also present is
Catherine Phipps from Harville, appropriate adult.
And DC 4033 Tristan Evans.
Mr. Kirk, you confirm all those present have identified themselves verbally?
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. At the beginning of the interview, I passed you this document here, pointing to is the F325. It's a description of what happens to the discs that are in the machine.
Yes,
for your information.
But that isn't what actually happens. But okay. Never mind. Let's move on.
You got the sheet. Okay. I have to caution you, because I'm going to interview you, okay? So you do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention one question or something you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. I've never met you before. This is the first time you're being interviewed in relation to what I'm going to speak to you about. So I've got to run through a comprehension that you understand the caution.
I understand.
Okay. So you don't have to answer my questions. However, should this matter end up in court and you say something in court that you could have reasonably told me during this interview, they're likely to disbelieve what you've said. And the tapes of the interview can be played in court, so that's how they're going to know what we say to each other. So a couple of quick questions. Do you have to answer my questions if you wish? It's a question for you. If I ask you a question, do you have to answer it?
No.
No, that's correct. If the matter goes to court and you say something there that you haven't told me here, what inference do you think the court may...
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And how will the court know what we've said to each other today?
Well, with the tape?
With the tapes, absolutely.
Yes, but last time on this same issue, I was refused a copy of the tape.
Okay, well, so you've got the sheet there, which explains how you can get
a
hold of one.
It's worth this piece of paper.
And this process is you can go
if what goes
through.
On in a meeting like this is too sensitive, I have found, especially...
I can't comment.
Anyway.
I can't comment, Mr. Kirk,
on
what's happened before today.
Move on, before my coffee gets cold.
Okay, you're entitled to free and independent legal advice now or any time during the interview. You had a solicitor... with you earlier on that you spoke to, but you've decided not to use
it. No, I had a complete stranger who would not give me a copy of any notes he took.
Okay, Mr. Kirk, the person who was sat with you was a solicitor. You've spoken to him, is that correct?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, he is a solicitor.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Okay, you've spoken to him, but you've decided not to go with him and to be unrepresented during this interview. Can you confirm that?
Can I take notes? Can I have a piece of paper and a pen to take notes?
This is something we can provide. Well, we don't need to because it's all on. It's all on the DVD.
No, I'm not interested in what you need. I've just had somebody purported to be a solicitor,
okay,
a complete stranger.
He is a solicitor,
and I said, "Good, you can take notes because I'm old and tired and I'm deaf and stupid. Can you take the notes so that I can read what's been going on? Because tomorrow morning."
Okay.
And he refused.
Right.
So now I'm going to ask for a pen and paper.
Okay. And now the answer to that request is we cannot provide those for you. However, a copy of that disc can be made available to you at a later date should you be charged.
Yes, but I've had previous interviews in this station
I
where they've refused
that.
To give me the disc.
I appreciate that.
Can I have something in writing that I will have it within 24 hours? I should be able to walk out of here with a disc.
No. That's not the case. All the information you need in relation to what happens to the discs and how to get hold of them is on that piece of paper there that I handed you at the start of the interview.
Okay? It is not effective.
That's something you can take up after the interview. But
I've done this on
the
last
information
one.
That we're legally
and the one before that.
Okay.
All to do with restraining orders.
If at any point during the interview you wish to speak to a solicitor, we can pause the interview and we can arrange that for you, okay? Do you understand?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Catherine, sorry. You're not here simply to act as an observer. Your role is to advise Mr. Kirk and to observe whether the interview is being conducted properly and fairly to facilitate any communication. Okay, Mr. Kirk, you're here today.
Excuse me, I haven't asked for her identification.
No.
But is a lady, somebody in her capacity with every prisoner who is interviewed?
No.
So why have I been picked out at my age and experience to have a lovely lady on my left here?
Okay, it's got nothing to do with your age and experience.
What's it to do with, then?
It will be to do with markers on our systems and the fact that when you've been interviewed at whichever police station it was before, you had an appropriate adult present at those interviews.
What, my choice?
I'm not aware.
I never get a choice.
Okay.
Last time it was a machine gun. I had a machine gun, apparently.
Okay. We're not here to speak about that issue.
Well, it's extremely relevant. That's because not this lady...
The machine gun issue is not going to form part of this interview, Mr. Kirk.
Am I registered as a mapper level 3, category 3 at the moment?
I'm unaware.
You are unaware.
And that's good. And again, it doesn't form part of the offence that I'm interviewing in relation to. So it's not relevant to the question.
What is relevant is that this lady has been told to be here. And I'm entitled to know. If you don't know, we will move on.
The reason I've been asked to come here is because when you were first brought into custody, they ask you a few questions, like any medication and things like that.
Yes, and so I've been denied my medication ever since I've been here.
Right, okay.
And it was on my person.
Yeah, they probably have to check it first.
Carry on.
It says, are you suffering from any mental health problems or depression? And you answered yes. And the details were niche paranoid personality disorder, and you've had brain cancer. And you state you're a resident at Caswell Clinic. Does that ring a bell?
I said all this tonight, did I?
That'll be previous.
This would be... That's previous, is it?
Yeah.
That'll be why, then.
I said none of that today.
Oh, well, the date's on
So, therefore... I'm being interviewed under the understanding that I have irreversible brain damage.
Written
by Dr. Tegan Williams.
That's not the case at all.
Does it say who my psychiatrist is?
No.
Well, it should do, because I made them write
it
down.
This is just what's happened when you've come into custody.
No, when I came in today, I asked the nurse, when she asked... Do I have any psychiatric problems?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, that's what I'm here for. And she asked who, and she said, who is your psychiatrist? And I said, the best name to put on her piece of paper, which she was refusing to give me a copy of for a jury, and that is the name Dr. Tegwin Mel Williams.
Okay. If there are any issues with the information contained on the custody record...
Yeah, we can come back to your side now.
We can come back to it after.
But I just need to establish why the lady is here.
The nurse has probably recommended me then, if you told her that you had some mental health issues.
Okay.
Here we are.
So if I ask you to leave now, would you leave?
If you don't want me here, I don't have to be here.
What would you say about that?
I'd say that choice is yours.
Oh, the choice is mine.
It's your choice, but it's recommended I'm here because I'm here to protect you. I'm not on their side, and I'm not a solicitor.
You sit tight.
I'm your wingman.
You're my wingman.
Co-pilot.
Carry on.
Okay, the reason that you're here today is because you've been arrested on suspicion of a breach of a restraining order, okay? During the interview, I will speak to you about the alleged offence, and anything else that becomes relevant during the interview. I'll also be referring to several exhibits, exhibits SC01 through SC06 and exhibit JCH01. If you nod or shake your head at any point in the interview, I'll mention it for the benefit of the tape,
even
though the interview has been visually recorded. And the interview is about finding out the truth. It's to give you your opportunity to give your side of the story. Okay? So first of all, I will explain to you the reason that you are here, what the allegations are, and then you can put your side across.
So you're on the argument that this is to establish the truth?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm an independent investigator. We've received an allegation of a complaint of a crime, and... I'm here to investigate, and this is part of the investigation to give
you
the opportunity to have your say, okay? All right, as I stated at the a second ago, you've been arrested on suspicion of breach of a restraining order. Okay. The information I've got in relation to that is... Initially, a restraining order was issued in 2011. On the 1st of the 12th, 2011, by Cardiff Magistrates Court.
I can't dispute that.
Okay, no, I'm not... It's
I wasn't there.
Okay, it's not a question.
I see.
I'm stating a fact, okay?
Do you know it's true?
Yes.
How do you know?
It's a matter of public record. And I have I have the official document here in front of me.
Yes, but I don't have the records that go with it. They won't hand them over.
The restraining order was amended on the 12th of April 2013. That's the copy I have in front of me today, the amended order. We don't have the 2011 copy because it's no longer in power because it was replaced by the amended order. Okay? The restraining order states, application to vary restraining order made on the 1st of the 12th, 2011 by Cardiff Magistrates Court for Maurice Kirk by amending the wording of the preamble to order on the grounds that this is requested by the Crown Prosecution Service in accordance with Section 54, Protection from Harassment Act 1997. The court has changed your order. You must not. And there are a list now of six conditions in relation to this order. Okay. The first is not to contact, approach, or communicate with Dr. Tegwyn Mel Williams directly or indirectly by any means whatsoever. Number two, display or disseminate any material, photographic or otherwise, relating to Tegwyn Mel Williams. Become a party to the display or dissemination of any material, photographic or otherwise, in relation to Dr. Tegwyn Mel Williams. Place any information on the internet concerning Dr. Tegwyn Mel Williams. Number five, become a party to any material being placed on the internet relating to Dr. Tegwyn Mel Williams. And number six, attend within the curtilage of the Caswell Clinic or its grounds. And the order lasts until further order. We've checked the police national computer. And
that's reliable, is it?
Yes, it is. And this order is still in effect. It hasn't been withdrawn by the courts or amended since this copy I have in front of me here. Okay, so this order is still in effect. And it states at the bottom, failure to obey part of this order is a criminal offence.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, do you understand? Would you like to see that?
Well, I've been asking for this for some time. But can I have a copy of it? Can I keep a copy of it?
Can't keep that copy, because that's my copy. I need that one for the file.
Okay.
We can get a copy for you, though, Mr. After interview.
Hey, do you just want a second to...
No, carry on talking.
Okay. Back in September of 2016...
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to have a quick...
No, it's all right. Sure. I've got the gist of that.
South Wales Police received a complaint from Dr. Tegwyn Mel Williams.
Any chance of seeing a copy of the complaint?
We can't show you his personal statement.
Well, how am I prepared to have faith in what you're saying if I don't get shown a given copy of...
Because, as I said before, I'm an independent investigator.
Are you a police officer?
Yes, I am.
So how can you be independent?
Because the complaint has come from a member of the public against a member of the public. I'm the person investigating if there's any truth in that allegation.
But your police force pursued this nonsense and got me registered as a MAPA victim.
Mr. Kirk, can I just say...
Because of civil damages against the police.
We're not here today, and it's not my intention, to get drawn on into a conversation about things that have happened that don't relate directly...
You said you're independent, that's all. Carry on. Sorry, it's just...
Directly to the allegation being made today, okay?
Yeah.
Anything that's come before is no concern to me, okay? As I say, in September we received a complaint from Dr. Tegwyn Mel Williams that he had become aware that there were posts on the internet, and he has alleged that... you have, or you are party to, these posts being placed on the internet that make reference to him, which is in direct violation of terms 4 and 5 of the restraining order in front of you. Would you like to read over terms 4 and 5 again before we carry on? Okay. It's basically terms 4 and 5 relates directly to placing of the internet on the internet material relating to him.
I need to see the material to answer you.
That's what we're going into now.
Yeah.
Okay. After the allegation, a statement of complaint was taken from Dr. Williams, okay, saying that...
So this was September, what are we, 6 months, over 6 months ago?
Why?
I was 2 hours in your station yesterday wishing to make a complaint about this. I stood here for 2 hours.
Okay.
So why didn't you talk to me yesterday?
Because I'm the officer in charge of this case. I only became aware after you attended the station yesterday.
I've been to the station eight or nine times.
Okay, I was only made aware... yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, after you'd been to the station, that you were back in the country.
Why didn't you ring me? You got my name, phone number and everything?
I didn't know you were back in the country. The last information, up-to-date information I had was that you weren't in the United Kingdom.
But I was in the country last September.
That's why it's taken so long. The statement wasn't taken immediately. from Dr. Williams, because we weren't able to contact him straight away. After he made his complaint, a police officer, a colleague of mine, PC Caruana, has gone onto the internet, which he is suitably trained to do, and from the internet has taken screenshots, or what we call screen grabs.
Yes, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, of information relating to Dr. Tegmell Mel Williams on certain sites that are linked to yourself.
I do have several sites.
I appreciate that, and I'll go through this, which
may
sites
become
they
relevant.
Are. Now, okay, Exhibit SC01 is this here. It's a poster which was placed on. This was taken from your Facebook page.
Oh, that's something nothing to do with me.
No. It's this part here.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my daughter in my aeroplane, that's all right.
Okay. Can you confirm this is from your Facebook page?
I can't, but I'm fully aware of this document because by the time I got to Crown Court, the prosecutor who I arrested, David Gareth Evans, I arrested him because he was trying to put this document before the court, and I remember the magistrate saying no. So I arranged for it to go into the Crown Court appeal on the same day. Why aren't you all wearing daffodils? It was the first of March 2012 that this was introduced as a court exhibit.
Okay,
and I am a party to that document.
Okay.
Whether I put it up there, for the case of argument, I expect I published it.
Okay.
You'll find me something there that I can definitely say, yes, I did. Okay? My Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The date on this one is the 5th of November 2016.
Oh, right.
Okay. Did you place that onto your Facebook page?
If it came from my Facebook page, I will accept that I put it there. But I don't have a Facebook at the moment, so I can't. And it's so long ago.
Does anybody else have access to
Facebook? Yes, yes. Somebody else might have put it there, and I can't at the moment. If you give me enough examples, I'm going to recognise something I specifically put up.
Okay, I've got a few.
I can't say for that one.
Okay, I've got a few more.
Yeah, exactly. I think you'll get one. We'll get one out of one of them.
In relation to your Facebook account, though, has anybody else got access to that account? Your password.
Yes.
Will they place material on there on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me who those people are?
Well, I'd need notice for a question like that. I've got to get certain people's permission for me to discuss it with you.
Okay.
Well, come on. Is that being unreasonable? There are a lot of people.
I'm not saying it's
unreasonable. No. There are a lot of human rights workers and all around the world who are gunning for what's happened to me about this issue.
Okay.
About the way they fabricated a harassment conviction.
Okay.
I was then sectioned under the Mental Health Act, the Section 35 of the 1983 Mental Health Act, by this man without him even examining me.
Okay.
And I got jailed for 3 months without him needing to examine me.
Okay.
So there's a lot of history here, but let's stick to what your job is.
Absolutely.
And try and keep it simple.
So in relation to this particular post on the 5th of November, this poster...
I can't give you an answer accurately.
Okay. Except that you might have put it there,
yes.
But there are other people who have access,
yes.
But you can't tell me who they are right now.
Yes, no.
Okay, no problem. Just quickly, going back to this restraining order, we'll take one step back quickly. Are you aware this is in existence?
No.
You're not aware? Would it be fair to say that you've been petitioning the courts to have this restraining order rescinded?
I have tried to clarify the situation, and I said to myself, the only way to clarify this is to get somebody in court, a lawyer or me.
Okay.
I was out in Africa when I decided this, and I didn't intend to come back.
Okay.
But I have a very important court case tomorrow in the civil damages claim against the South Wales Police,
okay.
Which I cannot trust anybody with. I have to be here to do it.
Okay. What were you trying to clarify, can I ask?
Well, you see, a judge quashed that document Shall we give it a date, shall we? Is it dated?
Yeah, in the blue.
I sound so bad now. 12th or 13th of...
12th of April, 2013.
Yeah, yeah. Since then, the judge has made it quite clear that that has been quashed.
Okay.
Now, I'm worried that you don't know that.
Right, now, according to the Police National Computer and the courts, because we have checked with the court system themselves, this is still in effect.
I have a 25-year running civil damages claim against the South Wales Police, which is the reason for my internet and Facebooks and so on.
Okay.
And it was found out that neither the police in Barry, by the way, nor the National Computer was trustworthy. Because they were for four times I was arrested for having no driving license, and four times I had a driving license, simply because the police records and the National Computer, PNC, were incorrect. So
can I just say, carry on. The PNC check, I contacted the courts myself and asked them if this order was still in effect.
When?
It's in November.
Oh, no.
And they stated it was still in effect.
Ah, so you haven't done it, like... yesterday.
These cases that the examples I'm going to show to you are before.
Because I've been into the Cardiff magistrates to try and get the records for this interview. Please, did you catch that? I have been inside demanding a copy of the court records of the original restraining order.
Okay.
Only to find that they have been altered.
Right. Okay. Well, I can't comment on that.
No, I'm not asking you to.
In the courts.
But
this restraining order here, then, when I asked you, were you aware a minute ago aware of its existence, and you said no, that you were not aware of its existence.
Today, that was quashed on the 30th of April. I think it's 2014. It might be 13, but I think it was a year after that.
No, this is still in effect.
Well.
According to the courts themselves, this is still in effect.
Well, I had somebody in court, and therefore I bought a transcript, and it was plainly obvious by what was said that it was no longer in existence. I'm sorry about that, but...
Nothing to apologise for, Mr. King?
Well, I don't accept what you say, because I prefer to believe the judge.
Okay, that's fine. That's something you can ask the courts then.
No, I have the transcript, but I haven't got it here.
Okay, but...
You could get a hold of that transcript.
Like I said, the reason that you're here today is because I've checked with the courts, and according to the courts, this is still in effect.
And you went to which court? The magistrates or the Crown?
I spoke to Cardiff Magistrates Court.
Do you know the name of the person? Because I have been there twice this week.
No, I don't know.
Trying to get this information before I was arrested.
Okay. I don't know the name of the person, Fred. I can't
remember. No,
so in relation to this, when you said you weren't sure it exists, but you...
No, I meant today.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay, are you aware of its previous existence?
Yes, but I'm not sure of its content, because I'm not sure if I ever got one, but I knew there was the outstanding one. The original one was still standing. I didn't realise it had been varied.
Okay.
Mr. Cove, when this was dated the 12th of April 2013... Were you in court when this restraining order was served?
I expect so.
Is that yes or no?
More likely yes than no. On the main one, the one from which this stems, I was in the cells beneath and knew nothing about it. Okay. And no one told me either.
Okay.
So you were in court on this date, but you were in the cells?
No. This date, I most likely was there.
Okay.
But the first one upon which this relies, the 1st of December, I've been to the magistrate today and they've given me a letter in detail that it is clear that the records are not in existence, that they had to come down to the cells, and somebody says they gave it to me, but then when cross-examined at the first jury trial on the 4th of May 2012, the jury asked, can we see the records, that Mr. Kirk was even given one. And the judge said, his name was His Honour Judge Curran, not available. Now that's very worrying, because this was less than 6 months after the alleged of being served it. And since then, somebody has altered the records, because I got the Criminal Cases Review Commission to obtain the records that you must get before they got altered. Because now, the records that the lawyer for me last week tried to get, he had written instructions for me, you will go to court, you will apply for the records that will confirm a restraining order was created and was served on me.
Okay.
And he failed.
Okay.
And even the district judge couldn't get hold of them.
Is this the 2011 case you're referring
yes.
to?
Now? Yes.
Okay.
Upon which that relies.
Okay. Well, this is an amendment, but
yes, I know that
it takes over from. And
no, it doesn't.
It does.
Not in law, it doesn't.
Right. These are the terms of a restraining order issued by
yes.
the court. Okay.
Yes.
Of which you should be aware.
Yes, I know. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why the judge, when he found out the history of the first one. During a jury trial,
okay,
he quashed it.
Right. When do you think that the restraining order was quashed?
Well, I gave you a date.
13th of April.
But I might be a year out. It was either 30th of April 13 or 30th of April 14. I think it was 14 because I can give you the name of the judge. And I think that judge was in 2014.
Okay.
His name was Rowlands.
What court is that, Mr. Kirk?
Cardiff Crown.
Cardiff. Did you have a solicitor representing you?
No, I wasn't allowed in court. Seven times the Cardiff courts have prevented the police, or whoever, the Cardiff cabal, call it who you like, seven times I've been denied access to my own court when unrepresented. That was one of the occasions.
So who told you it was quashed?
Because I sent somebody there in advance who generally tape recorded everything.
And who was that person?
Well, again, give me a little time. I've got to... I'm not dragging people who've gone over backwards to help me.
If you're saying you believe this restraining order was quashed...
Because that's what he told me.
And you didn't go to court, but someone went into court on your behalf.
Yes.
It's important for us to know.
No, there's a transcript. I immediately bought the transcript.
Right. Who went into court?
No, I'm not telling you. Not without his permission.
Okay, that's fine. If you.
No, you don't need him. Well, you do because I only have part of the transcript, but there's sufficient on the transcript that I could obtain, because quite often the sensitive stuff is denied me.
Right.
In the machine gun case is a classic. And when this Dr. Tegwin Williams applied for me to be incarcerated for life in Ashworth High Security Psychiatric Prison on the 2nd of December 2009, I was in the cells unrepresented, while the prosecutor, who's now a judge, said the doctor here believes Mr. Kirk has cancer and that he is registered MAPA 3, Level 3. That's the top 5% most dangerous people in our community. I knew none of this. No one's ever told me officially that I'm MAPA 3, Level 3, which is why I believe this lady is here. She may not know why she's here. And getting back to Dr. Tegan Williams saying that, I was not allowed the transcript of that hearing,
okay.
except... He was a client of mine, the chap behind the desk, and he either switched on the tape recorder purposely or it was by mistake because it was about 20 past 11 and it started at least 20 minutes before, and they got this chap, Tegan Williams, out of the room before I came up the stairs, and there's a delay between going up the stairs and getting the handcuffs off, and he switched the tape recorder and they were carrying on talking. And the judge, Richard Tomelow, wash your mouth out, Morris, he said, the doctor here believes I have a brain tumour. No one has ever officially told me. And the moment they realised I was going to win the machine gun case, 3 weeks later, they removed, on the 17th of December 9, all MAPA restrictions on me, without telling me. And of course I won the machine gun case because it was totally fabricated. Sorry about this, but
no,
it is relevant to the charge you want to have, if you were written it out, breach of a restraining order.
Are you prepared to tell us who this person is?
Not yet. Not until I've
asked
him or her permission. Come on.
That's important for us to.
No, it's not. Get the transcript. get the full transcript, and then come back to me, interview me again, and explain to me why the interview is not sufficient.
Okay. We move on then to exhibit SCO2.
Yeah.
From Facebook, the same date as exhibit SCO1.
I'm not going to help you much on that. Let me see it, though.
We've got here the date, 5th of November, your name, Facebook profile picture, and this...
Ah, look, there's a machine gun.
A smaller version of of this picture here.
Yes.
Yeah?
This is the machine gun which they had me locked up for nearly a year for.
Okay, I appreciate that, but it's this picture here.
Yes, but this gentleman here caused me to be locked up.
Okay. It's this picture here that I'm investigating, not that one.
Is that the same as that one?
This it's a smaller version of this one. It's identical.
Oh, right.
Okay. Further on, same
Facebook?
Same Facebook page.
Same
itself,
date? What date?
3rd of November, 2 days before this one.
Okay.
Okay. This picture here. It's a wanted style poster containing a picture of Dr.
Beautiful.
Tegman
this
Nolan
is the Eames. Psychiatric part of the psychiatric report.
Yeah. Do you recognise this?
Yes, I do. Yes. I made it. I created
you
that.
You created that.
Okay. Yes, that's a
did
bit
you,
of fun.
Did you place this on Facebook on the 3rd of November 2016?
I can't remember. Find me something that's clear and I can confirm.
Okay. Well, we'll go through some more.
There was no reason.
We'll see
sorry,
as well.
There's no reason why I would not have put it on.
No reason why I would not have.
I think you ought to write that down.
Okay.
Hang on a moment. Those are the judge's notes asking to see the records.
Okay. They make.
Yeah. I think it is.
And this is a larger version.
Yeah, but the main man is this man here.
This is dated the 25th of October.
Yeah.
Again, on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And this is, like I say, a bigger version of the one I've just shown you. Did you put this onto Facebook on that date?
I don't know, but this is a Professor Roger Wood of Swansea University.
Okay.
Who leaned on Dr. Tegan Williams to say that I had brain damage.
Right.
He also was not qualified.
Okay.
And when I won the machine gun case, he quickly rewrote his notes, and he's the man that should go to prison.
Okay.
This poor chap was being blackmailed.
Right.
About something I'm not going to raise without his permission.
So this is the picture I'm interested in.
Yes, I made that pitch. I made the poster. Okay. Whether I put it there or not, I would like you to give me some technical information.
What information would you like, Mr. Gordon?
Well... Right, so that says it's Facebook.
25th of October.
I'm more likely to have done it than people. I would need some research on that.
Okay, what kind of research?
You're going to find me something where I can say, yes, I put it on there.
We've got a few more things to go through.
Yes, well, we'll find it. And then this conversation will become secondary.
How much you got? This won't take long to go
12%.
Through. I'll take a minute on this one. Exhibit SCO3, in the same vein as the ones we've already seen. However, this was placed on your MorrisJohnKirk.com website.
Well, was it WordPress site or was it Kirk Flying Vet?
WordPress.
Yes.
Same poster as just seen. Yeah.
Well, I have a different group of people who put things on there.
Okay, this was October 25th, 2016.
Yeah. Because the lists down the right-hand side show the corruption over the years of the police preventing me from having a level playing field for the civil claim.
So in relation to this website, then, who has access to this website?
Well, different people... to the other one, but again the answer is, until I've communicated with these people, I can't see why I should cause them trouble, because that's all you'll be.
So need permission.
And by the way, if they put something on, I don't know where that stands in law.
In terms of the
unless I ask them to do it.
In terms of the restraining order,
yeah.
So the main ones we're focusing on during this interview are number 4. If I read it out again.
Yes, please.
Is place any information on the internet concerning Dr. Tegman Mel Williams.
Yeah.
Basically saying you are responsible, you upload it yourself. Okay.
Right, I personally did it.
Yeah.
Number five is become a party to any material being placed on the internet.
Yes.
Which covers things like this being put on a website in your name or on your Facebook page.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Okay, no problem. So you can't remember whether you placed this on the internet. Okay, no problem. Next page is... where is it there? It's on the same date. It was just under the picture, and there's a paragraph here.
No, I tell you, what's written will tell me whether who put it, more likely, because my English is so bad that if it's a paragraph that causes people to not understand the paragraph, one or two other people who are putting these on, they're putting on other websites as well.
Okay.
I can confirm that is my writing. Show me one with a bit of writing on
it. Here's a bit of writing. It's quite blurry, so I'll read it to you first, and I'll show it to you to see if you can read it. Okay. It's a particular paragraph on a page of writing, which is of interest.
Is it a letter, or headed, or anything?
It's marked that the issues include.
Oh, thank you.
We can't see the stuff above it. Yeah. But are you aware of this paragraph? Of
no, just read it. Okay, I won't remember.
Dr. Tegwyn Mel Williams was blackmailed by South Wales Police, while in collusion with Professor Roger Wood of Swansea University, who himself also contributed, fabricated Caswell Clinic medical records, in that their victim should be sectioned to Ashworth High Security Prison indefinitely due to his significant brain damage.
I would have written that.
That's
I would have written that.
You would have written that. Okay.
Whether I posted it, I think more likely I posted it.
More than likely, but
yes.
Can't be 100% sure.
No, I can't.
Right?
But I'm more likely now. Is there anything else in there you could read out? Because I wrote that.
Let's see, I don't know. The paragraph that preceded that one immediately. The purported wording indicates the prevention, the claimant's publishing of the doctor's indiscretions, along with the then CPS prosecutor in the conspiracy to pervert the course of justice, when David Gareth Evans photo to follow.
Yes, because he knew that I never got a restraining order, and he also knew...
Are you familiar with that,
yes,
that writing?
Is that's me.
That's something you wrote.
And also, David Gareth Evans, the prosecutor, was sacked from being a prosecutor pretty quickly afterwards, because he was trying to introduce that first exhibit and was blocked by the judge.
Well, I've got another picture of it here.
Yeah, the
this
same one.
This was, same one as SCO1. Yeah. Forms part of SCO3 because it
I
was
can't
posted.
Add or subtract anything I've said.
No worries. No. That was posted on the same date as that paragraph and that on the WordPress.
Okay.
SCO4 is the last one before the video.
Yes.
It's literally a boner version of the.
Can I just
the wanted poster again?
Can I just read what it says? This doctor wrote, Maurice Kirk presents with symptoms entirely consistent with a mental illness, namely paranoid delusional disorder, fixed false beliefs. Unamenable to reason. 17 doctors, or in amongst them psychiatrists and psychologists, 17 now, have not agreed with that statement.
Okay. What I'm investigating today.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously, isn't his clinical opinion. It's the breach of the spirit.
No, he was in breach of the law,
right,
which meant I was not in breach of a harassment under the defence. 8.4 is it, of the 1987 Harassment Act. You cannot be convicted, prosecuted, if you are detecting or preventing crime. He was blackmailed to write something that he was not legally entitled to do.
Okay.
He stood up in court and said something about brain scans, which he was not qualified to do, and they dropped everything because all they were doing was fabricating it to stop the machine gun case. They wanted me locked away for 10 years so they could avoid the embarrassment of the machine gun case.
Back to this picture.
Yes?
It's a larger version of ones I've already showed you. Just to confirm, you made that.
I created that document.
Created that document.
Yeah, I had to stick it together and
things. And have you been party to placing this a document on the internet?
On a date, I can't remember. Hang on, also from his statement, a report to have me locked away for life. Maurice Kirk has evidence of significant brain damage to an area of his brain specifically related to self-awareness, judgment, decision-making, self-regulation of behavior and control of emotions. I hope you heard that. This is what they're doing to people in our country when they can't, when, as Voltaire said, I could quote it in French, when the state get it wrong, it is dangerous to be right. And this is classic.
Okay, moving on from November, October time.
Yeah.
Okay. Today, before you were arrested, same officer, PC Caruana, has accessed the internet again to see if there were any further posts placed on the internet in relation to Dr. Williams. Okay. SC05 is a screenshot from your WordPress website.
When did she do that?
Website. This was done today, this morning. So this is a screenshot from the top of the WordPress website, and it shows a video, which is entitled...
Well, I was here, wasn't I, at the police station. That's inside this police station.
Yeah.
I took that video.
Okay. We'll come on to the video in a second, but can you confirm this is your website?
I can't remember what was on it. Yes, I put that on there yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, that now I've got something. I know I did that. I can't... I was here for over 2 hours to make complaint about what we're discussing.
Okay.
That the courts have altered the records.
Okay. The video then, if we concentrate on that one, is exhibit SC06. Okay, we've got a copy of that video.
Well, I can't remember what it said.
I'll play it now. So I've gone into www.morrisjohnkirk.com, and then this is a video which is uploaded on that site. I'll play this and then just to jog a memory.
2017. I'm in Cardiff, City of Wales. I've been here for nearly 2 hours trying to persuade the police in this building when a Barbara Wilder Street stupid girl that had me locked away for having a machine gun that she knew full well was decommissioned. When she knew I was going to win the case, because they couldn't introduce a barrister to feed back my defences, she then got Tiglin Williams blackmailed, to say that I had a possible brain tumour. This brain tumour was discussed by the prosecutor on the 1st of December, 2nd of December 2009, where... evil little shit told the judge, His Honour Judge Bidder, that I have to be locked away indefinitely.
I don't know.
Oh, low battery.
In Ashworth, which is the equivalent to the Broadmoor in England, for people MAPA level 3, category 3, of which I was a member of the club. So here I am now, getting late afternoon. The court has just sent me a letter, which will be on cyberspace by now, totally cocking up the lies they've been giving me for the last 5 years. I've spent the equivalent of 3 years of my life for breaching a restraining order...
in prison.
...that was never given to me in the first place. So I'm going to go for a cup of tea.
Yes.
Okay, in relation to that video,
Put that on.
You put that on to your website. You uploaded that yourself.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and similarly, just below, you can just see the top of it there, below the video, the next page relates to...
yes.
...these two posters. We've come across them before.
Yes.
That one and that one.
Yes, no, right, good. I had a feeling if we got to a nearer time, I would remember.
Absolutely.
But I did all that. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Lawfully.
105. Okay, and regarding the video, you refer to Tegan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Can you clarify that for you? Can you confirm that for me?
Yes, I identified publicly the name Tegan Williams.
Okay, and can I just ask, you used the term evil little shit.
That wasn't
Pardon
him.
My French. No, that's what I want to clarify.
No, no, that was the prosecutor.
The prosecutor.
Who made sure that he could talk with me being withheld from the courtroom.
Okay.
On the 2nd of December. I have the transcript.
Okay, you see, no problem. But my question
was...
because
you need it now, but...
It wasn't clear, Mr. Kirk, from the video, who you were referring to. I wanted to clarify in that sense.
No, poor old Dr. Taylor Williams is just gullible. Nouveau riche.
Okay, so the video and the post you placed onto the website yesterday, is that correct?
How many more times? I've given you what you want, so why repeat it?
I want to know how you put them on.
Oh, like that. How do I do it?
Laptop, phone, internet cafe?
I can't remember.
How do you usually upload posts to your WordPress website?
I've got the laptop here. I expect it was that laptop.
Or my phone.
Does it matter?
It just forms part of the investigation, that's all.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So phone or laptop, can't be sure.
But I still haven't... No one will take a statement, a complaint, about how the records have been altered. I'm entitled to those records.
So in relation to that, you...
So it should you. You can't proceed without the records.
You've been to the station yesterday, and an incident has been created... for your complaint along those lines, okay? The reason we're here today is because we're investing
a complaint along these
lines, okay?
Was it going to take 3 months for me to be able to give a statement?
I don't know how long it's going to take for you to give a statement. It's not.
But you need it for this situation.
It's not my investigation.
It's all the same subject.
There may be related subjects. However, this investigation centres on this piece of paper, okay? Which the courts tell me is still in effect and still in order.
Well, that's not what the judge put across to everybody in the courtroom. The prosecutor there said, well, that makes things ridiculous. The restraining order ridiculous.
Mr. Kirk, that's something that for the courts to decide. It's not up to me.
Well, they did decide
I have no influence over what will happen in courts, anything like that. Okay, that's for them to decide.
But if that was in line, I would have been approached by the police any time in the last 2 years, because I've been aware that stuff is going up on my website, whether I put it there or not, for the last 2 years.
Okay.
Why haven't you people come to me since?
I've got a very good answer in relation to that.
Good.
And that is that Dr. Williams only became aware himself...
Oh, liar.
Only made us aware back last September. Okay, so we've only been investigating it since that date. We don't routinely check... People are abiding by the terms of restraining.
He hasn't contacted you since September.
No, we've been in touch with him since, but that's when he made his first report in relation to what you're being interviewed about today.
Yes, but...
So that's the reason why over the past 2 years and the previous 2 years before September, nobody came knocking on your door or had anything to say to you about it, because we weren't investigating it.
But he went to the police in that year, in 12, the year before that, and said that I'd been round to his house with a petrol can to burn his house down. Okay. He made a statement to you people to that effect.
That was before then.
Yes, I know. It was June 12, and his wife was a witness to it. Yes, but it's extremely relevant, because he made a complaint, and he said the police moved me on. That incident never happened. I didn't know where he lived. I didn't want to know where he lived. And yet, I went to prison for the whole summer, until the CPS looked at it and realised that it was a hoax by Dr. Tegan Williams, and I was released. The background behind
Can I clarify?
So you say he's made a claim. Has he made... Does he have to make a complaint for you to act on this?
Yes.
Say that again slowly.
He needs to make a complaint.
So is his complaint genuine? If he can call the police out for me burning his house down...
That's what I'm investigating.
Well, I want you to investigate... the fact that he made a statement in June 12, saying that I arrived with a petrol can to burn his house down. I didn't even know where he lived.
Okay, when you just, to take you back about 30 seconds, you just said CPS investigated over the summer whilst you remained in prison, then you were released.
Yes.
Okay, according to the Police National Computer, you were released after serving a sentence, after conviction for that offence.
I was on remand.
Okay, that's not what the...
I was remanded on the 3rd of October.
That's not what the police...
The prosecutor...
It says that you were sentenced to a term of imprisonment.
For what?
For breach of a restraining order and threats to cause criminal damage.
No, sorry, this was before that date. It's a 12, I said. That is 13.
Right.
Got it? We had the first one in 2012, the 4th of May, when the jury said was ever as a restraining order. And the judge said not available.
Okay.
Right? Which, of course, is untrue.
Okay.
He was told by the prosecutor, David Gareth Evans, who I arrested, that there are no records. No records?
Okay.
Well, dream on. But a year later, well, 13, this one, before then, in June 12, Dr. Tegan Williams said that I was round at his house at night with a can of petrol.
Right, okay.
Right? I was locked up for that on remand.
Okay.
And it wasn't until the maximum 5 to 6 months, which is what people fail to get remand for, so that you can lock up a problem for 6 months knowing that it'll never go to court. Well, that was a classic example. But when a new prosecutor took over on the 3rd of October 12, he said, no, this is a load of rubbish. I want to interview Tegan Williams. And they realised it was all a hoax. The police had not even been to his house.
Okay.
The police had created a prison sentence without trial to affect my civil damages claim.
Right, so that was before this?
Yes, the year before.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Extremely relevant. We're only investigating after this.
Yes, but you should be investigating the veracity of Tegan Williams.
In what way?
I've just given you an example. He fabricated that I'd gone round to his house with a can of petrol.
Okay.
And that I didn't even know where he lived. Well, let's pretend I did know. The police took a statement of him, and on it he wrote, the police came to my property and moved me on. I was still there, apparently.
Okay.
What a load of nonsense. Right. You know, do lally lally.
Okay.
Right?
Questions, John, in relation to the breach of restraining order.
Okay. We've asked all the questions we feel relevant in relation to the offence you've been arrested for today.
Can I have a copy of everything?
Okay. Our notes aren't disclosable.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant a copy of the exhibits.
The exhibits, if you're going to be defending yourself in court, they can be made
available to you at a later date. I would like them now.
They can be made available to you at a later date.
Well, no, if I'm going to court tomorrow, I want them before I go.
Right. That can be arranged.
You can photocopy it.
We can't give these to you right now.
No, okay, before I go to court.
We can speak to the custody
sergeant.
And
I want a copy of the custody records.
Okay, we can speak
before
to
I leave.
How about when we go back to the custody desk, you can ask the custody sergeant that yourself?
I won't get them. I very rarely do. Especially on this subject.
I can't speak for the custody sergeant.
No, I know, but the police set up this whole thing about me having permanent brain damage. Oh, yes, this is serious.
I said, you can ask the custody sergeant when we get to the desk.
Well, it's the most piss in the wind.
It's your choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a full bladder.
Right, we've got no further questions. Have you got anything else you want to ask me before we close the interview?
Can you get me a telegraph to read or something?
We'll ask the sergeant when we get to the desk. See if there's one.
He wouldn't. We'll see he wouldn't even ring a lawyer for me. He was given the number, and an hour and 15 minutes, I think it was.
Okay.
That before I made a complaint to the nurse, and the nurse made sure that a lawyer was informed.
Okay.
That's the quality of our custody sergeant.
Okay.
You may have changed by now.
It is a different one.
It could be a different one.
It is a different one. Okay.
Ever hopeful.
In that case, the time is 20:44 hours on the 1st of March 2017. I'm going to stop the recording.